You're listening to KBOO Portland.
At KBOO, we accept many kinds of vehicle donations. We accept fuzzy vans, broken cars, zippy scooters, seaworthy boats, well-worn farm equipment, family-sized SUVs, old jet skis, and more. If your vehicle has a clean title, we can take it as a donation. If your vehicle isn't working, we can work with that, too. Call 877-KBOO-123. That's 877-526-6123. Or go to our website, kboo.fm/vehicle.
Hello, this is Wider Window Poetry. I am your host, Thiel Ansari, and you're listening to KBOO, KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, keeping Portland safe and in touch. Community radio has never been more important than right now. You can donate via the KBOO website at kboo.fm/give, or there's a donate button in the mobile app, or you can text KBOO to 44321. That's 44321. Text KBOO. But the best way to support KBOO is by becoming a member at kboo.fm/give. KBOO is a nonprofit, listener-supported community resource for people like you. We would not survive without volunteers, and we would not survive without members. So go ahead, give the website a look, and join up if you can. This is Wider Window Poetry, bringing you voices you may not have heard from places you may not have been. As a latecomer to this region, I thank the Indigenous peoples of the Portland area for their stewardship of this land. KBOO Portland is located on land that includes traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Wasco, Cowlitz, Kathlamet, Clackamas, the bands of Chinook, Tualatin, Kalapuya, Molalla, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia and Willamette Rivers, creating communities and summer encampments to harvest and use the plentiful natural resources of the area. Portland is home to almost 70,000 people descended from these tribes and others, and KBOO thanks them for their stewardship. I do have a guest this month, but first I'm going to read a couple of poems by Kwame Dawes. Kwame Dawes was born in Ghana in 1962 and spent most of his childhood in Jamaica. As a poet, he's profoundly influenced by the rhythms and textures of the country, citing in a recent interview his spiritual, intellectual, and emotional engagement with reggae music. His poetry collections include Wisteria, Poems from the Swamp Country, Impossible Flying, Back of Mount Peace, Hope's Hospice, Wheels, Duppy Conqueror, and City of Bones, A Testament. His awards are far too many to list, but they include a Pushcart Prize, the Hurston Wright Legacy Award, Poets and Writers, Barnes & Noble Writers for Writers Award. In 2009, he was inducted into the South Carolina Academy of Authors. He's currently the Glenna Lushai editor of Prairie Schooner and the Chancellor's Professor of English at the University of Nebraska, as well as a Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets. Kwame Dawes also teaches in the Pacific MFA Writing Program and is on the faculty of Kavekanam. I'm going to read two poems by Kwame Dawes. The first is Tornado Child, and is dedicated to Rosalie Richardson. I am a tornado child. I come like a swirl of black and darken up your day. I whip it all into my womb, lift you and your things, carry you to where you've never been, and maybe, if I feel good, I might bring you back, all warm and scared, heart humming wild like a bird after early sudden flight. I am a tornado child. I tremble at the elements. When thunder rolls, my womb trembles, remembering the tweak of contractions that tightened to a wail when my mother pushed me out into the black of a tornado night. I am a tornado child. You can tell us from far by the crazy of our hair. Couldn't tame it if we tried. Even now I tie a bandana to silence the din of anarchy in these chlorithic plates. I am a tornado child. Born in the whirl of clouds, the center crumbled, then I came. My lovers know the blast of my chaotic giving. They tremble at the width of my supple thighs. You cross me at your peril. I swallow light when the warm of anger lashes me into a spin. the pine trees bend to me, swept in my gyrations. I am a tornado child. When the spirit takes my head, I hurtle into the vacuum of white sheets billowing and paint a swirl of color streaked with my many songs. That was Tornado Child. And now I'm going to read Vagrants and Loiterers by Kwame Dawes, which is dated South Carolina, circa 1950. Vagrants and Loiterers. You got that clean waistcoat, the bright white of a well-tailored shirt. You got those loose sacks, slacks, and some spit-polished shoes. And you know, whether you're looking like money or about to take a stroll, to tilt that hat like you own the world. Yeah, smoke your pipe, roll your tobacco, and hold loose as authority your muscles, live and hard. And every so often when you feel the urge, you reach into the waist pocket and pull out that watch on its chain, then look in the sky and say, gonna be a cold one when it comes, like God gave you that fancy clock to tell the future. These are the easy boys of the goodly South, waiting for what is out of frame to happen. The sheriff with his questions, the paddy wagon, the chain gang, the weight of the world. Waiting with such delicate dignity, fickle as the seasonal sky. That was Vagrants and Loiterers by Kwame Dawes. And now I'd like to introduce my guest for this month, Mike Firm, who is also known as Miguel Rodriguez. He's a Mexican-born immigrant, former undocumented or undocumented individual, spoken word poet and rapper, more music than poems as of recently. And he leads a collective that centers and amplifies the voices of Latinx identifying people in Portland called Portland Through a Latinx Lens. And we're going to hear more about that from him shortly. His passions and projects stem from lived experiences and the community building he's experienced and participated in. As a result, a significant amount of his poems and rhymes are socio-political, as my readers will shortly hear. Welcome, Mike.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So with no further ado, I'd like to invite you to read some for us.
Okay. What I'm going to share, first of all, is one of the songs that has had maybe the one of the songs that really I felt really empowered to write because it touches on a couple of things. It's called World in Variation, and it goes over like specific themes. So I will focus on two particular sections to highlight for y'all. Cross these borders, abundance of language, melting pots of roots, herbs, and spirits. Visit the sands of the Sahara or the coldest winters in Russia. No rush, out pressure, daydreams of shoguns, artists with the body, black belts put you in your place, traveling to islands, sandy beach shores. People in dire situations and those living lavishly, flamenco do the tango, traditional garb, attire on occasion, preparing for laughter. The food, the meals, vibing with the slow, attracting community. Acquired passports, trademarked trips, fantastical liberation for the oppressed and bringing down the rest, heirlooms of power, Belmont killer crests, peasants, working class, they feed the globe and don't ask for much in return. Hippies, emos, thugs, gangsters, drinking fierce. Backpackers, aunties, old heads, meemaws, they hold the shields. Yahweh, Buddha, Krishna, would you hold this dear? Karma is and death is restored. Black, brown, white, short and tall. The man in the mirror, surrounded by y'all. One man's treasure is weight in coins. Biting from each other, no, we learn. Hidden identities, hear your roar. Don't ruin us, God said. Fiascos to absols, careers missed, correcting the target, hibernate in the snow, tropical forests, beautiful smiles and devious plots, burning flames, they taking us to court, families reunited and others that won't. So for the next one, a little bit of a trigger warning, this talks about suicide, so I just wanna give that a little bit in case people are listening to this one. Contemplating suicide, They don't know what's inside. Drop the casket, push me far. Sight unknown, ride or die, alive, waiting with my troubles in my mind that I create. What to do, what to say, conditions of a messed up kid, turning 25, stuck in the thousands, childhood games, less problems, less answers, more drain caught, boundless trauma, and I yearn for patience, growth, and great. Starstruck, learn from idol sought, fame, graduation school of hard knocks. That's life, all drama, I kept it in. Letting it out, can't handle it. Musical therapy, calming the nerves instead of cutting the wrists with the flick of the wrist. Open wounds, thriving on shame, always strive and prosper no matter the game. Amazing grace, separate from faith. Silver the heart, do you know what's at stake? Master of disillusions, hating oneself. Pull the trigger, kill yourself. Raining cats and dogs and clouds, they will part someday. I know I've been different. I know you've witnessed. I know you resent me, and I know you hate it. I know you complacent. And I know you complacent. You too scared, too coward to express. Internalize, because it's all that you're good for. No one loves you and no one will. Affections based on mutual lust fall in empty halls that we made. Cling to the bottles, roll up and fade. The spins, blue skies, fade. Throwing it all away, selfless when I'm up on this stage. Death to agony, I let it fade. Fade, and I make sure to let it fade. Fade. So that was from a song called World in Variation. Just quickly, it has four different parts. And those two are my favorite verses that I've ever written, just because it ties to a lot of stuff that is really important to me. And that last one in particular, I was going through some tough stuff during that period, but here we are, and we continue with the struggle. So I can go ahead and share another one.
Tell us a little bit about World in Variation, if you would. What's the background for the project?
Yeah. So this song in particular, the way that I like to structure my projects, this is part of my first mixtape, which is called Limit Infinity. And I like to think about structure and kind of like patterns. And so with this song, it's actually like the song right in the middle. So all the other ones kind of like either lead up to it, and then kind of after the song, everything kind of slows down a little bit. So it's like the climax of the project per se. And with this song in particular, I really wanted to, I don't know, there's always something about different beat changes that like these really talented musicians do. And when you listen to this song, you'll see that it starts off really like grand and majestic, and then it goes somber for like one of the verses. It picks up in energy, and then for this last verse that I just performed, it then really gets kind of like sorrowful and talks about some really serious stuff. So for me, I had that vision of like, I want this to be kind of like a roller coaster of emotions, because all of these things influence, you know, my love for the community is like the first part. The second part is me kind of like struggling with, you know, kind of the world, but like daydreaming of what it could be. The third one is like the really happy and kind of energetic, I'm trying to flex on people type of thing. And then the last one is like, oh, actually, I'm also struggling with these internalized things that I'm an extrovert. People see me in a very specific light, but I'm also dealing with, you know, these other mental health things that people don't see on the daily. And then especially as a brown man, like in my culture, it's really stigmatized to talk about mental health. So that was also me trying to practice that, like, what would it look like for me to actually share that? So that's kind of like the concept and the idea of this particular song. So, and I'll just quickly say too that in terms of the project as a whole, it was the first big project that I released. And you know, growing pains, you learn something new every time. So being a first project, just being okay with that. Hey, people are not gonna like all of this, but I know that I put in the blood, sweat, and tears per se that goes into something like that. So yeah, it's my first project, so.
Yeah, definitely a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. I'll perform another one from that particular project. This one, in my bio, y'all, you know, you shared that, you know, I'm formerly undocumented DACA, and this particular song called Close really tries to focus and hone in on what that experience meant to me. So I'm going to go ahead and share that one. So, clueless laughs, I can't shake this feeling. Don't know no wavelength, move closer. Caught between two sides, I can't choose either. Arrived when I was 4, don't know any others. And that's Tales from the Border, losing my culture, not darker light, my skin caramel middle, raised in a land built from oppression, ignorance reigns supreme, daydreaming of a visit, but scared of what I'll find, living in the shadows, all I could do is try. No card, no docs, hiding my pressure, fill my cup, this is salty ocean, living like a saint, sinking to the bottom, gasping for air, top of my lungs, why me? Life's fair? These games that we play, animals in despair, caged us for the circus, range target, kill or be killed. So, ¿cuántas veces será? ¿Cuántos días de dolor? ¿Cuándo terminará el control, usando nuestra fuerza, vida y amor? Desde Veracruz, yo vengo, jarocho en mi corazón, olvidando mi historia y cambiando la canción. Luchando por comunidad, familia y amigos, extraños oye va de cualquier voz. Desarrollo en la frontera, cae el muro, sueños de alemán, gritando esperanza, Hidalgo oye va. Contra oposición, sigue el espíritu, vámonos, y pronto para mi gente, mereciendo mejor. You can't catch me, all I was, had been, was a ghost. You can't catch me, from the dirt I grow, I glow, I'm free. I see, no matter the cold, dodging the heat. You can't catch us, we're here to stay. Silent for long enough, the devil's mistakes. Return on my own accord. Motherland lost track a while ago. And as I mentioned about this song, I forgot to say that there's a part that's in Spanish. So for folks who maybe did not understand what I was talking about there, I'll just quickly say that it's mainly talking about, I myself came to the United States when I was 4. I have no recollection of Mexico. And I still haven't gone back, even though I now have, like, for example, permanent residency. But that song is that tension between, I know that that's my home country, that there's like a certain culture that I've been missing out on, and feeling like scared of going back to visit. That's something that I'm struggling with. And so in that one, regardless of that situation, I'm still proud of my heritage and my culture because I made it, you know, in some capacities I've made it here in the States, and giving back to my community is of utmost importance. So that's what that particular Spanish verse talks about.
So this maybe is a great point to transition to. I wanted to ask you about your name. You go by Miguel Rodriguez, you go by Mike Firm, you know, which is your birth name? How did the other name evolve, and what do they mean to you, these names?
Yeah, so I have a full story for this part. So I'm Miguel Rodriguez, and that's my birth name. And, you know, I can, one of the next things that I perform, you'll kind of see a little bit more why I personally don't like my real name. I've come to terms with it, I'll say that. But it's talking about family, since I'm technically a junior. But my name, Mike Firm, so, you know, me being like a 13-year-old, I was trying to figure out what's my rapper name, what is something that's catchy, you know, like teenagers, you're just trying to figure out who you are and your identity, and you don't know really what it is, and you think you do, but then you don't. So there's that. But growing up, I have this very fond memories of this apartment complex that my mom, my sister, one of my aunts and cousins, and my sister and I, my real dad, we were all living in a one bedroom, one bath. And but I still had really fond memories as a kid of that experience. Well, right above us, one of my friends lived upstairs, and his dad, his name was Michael. So jokingly, he would call me Mike, you know, because Miguel and Michael are the same, like equivalent kind of in Spanish and English. So he would call me Mike and I would call him Miguel as kind of like friendly banter. So that's like, for me, something that always stood out to me. I'm like, you know, my English first per se name is Mike or Michael. And so that stuck out to me. And then my favorite rapper, my favorite MC is Lupe Fiasco from Chicago. He's also really, he's really well known for his really strong social political lyrics and verses and stuff. And he got his name, so his name is Wasalu Muhammad Jaco. And the way that he got his name, people would just shorten his name to Lou. And then he remembered that there was this kid named Lupe in his school. And so he's like, oh, I can just do like Lou, Lupe. And then for the Fiasco part, there's this song by the, I think it's the Fugees, the Firm, sorry, the Firm. And there's a song on there called Firm Fiasco. So he really liked the Fiasco part. And so for me, I thought it would be interesting to combine my name, you know, Mike, with the Firm part. And the Firm part is sort of like homage or like an ode, I guess,
right,
to this muse, because literally I want to be that caliber of rapper that he is, and he's my favorite rapper. So I was just like, it's a little corny, but I was just like, you know, I'm still the element of me that's my name kind of, and then the Firm part, which is paying homage to my favorite rapper. So that's how I came to become known Mike Firm. And I always love telling that story because it's pulling parts of my history, my passions, and people that I look up to. So
that's great. Well, why don't we hear the other piece that you just mentioned that talks about that?
Yeah. So this one in particular, it's talking about my family, but specifically about my my sister and my real biological father. It's got a lot of feelings attached to it. So that's what I'll start with. So this one's called Blood. Family ties, I want to make you bleed. Family feuds, I want to hear you scream. Cut your breathing off so no one remembers who you are. Speeding bullet to the head, you don't even deserve hell. Remove your existence from the fabric of space and time to the tomb, your history. You don't deserve anything. You left us with nothing. You were never even there. She came back to you, disregarded all that they built. He raised us like his own blood, and she loved us more than you'll ever know. Figured we'd be a team. You then went rogue, asinine, flipped and turned. Spreading lies, deceit, white noise. Who'd have thought mi hermana would fall? Salt for my wounds, haven't spoken in years. Rain of fire, trail by fire. Hit me with my worst fears. Days I heard the news was dumbstruck. Manipulation at its finest. Rolled the dice for lady luck. But you're stuck. We could have grown together. Ride or die unit. Now it's her and me, and you'll never know. You called the cops on us. You removed all our chances. 1,000 miles, and it didn't mean nothing. Meddling with our affairs. I don't believe in extended family. Trust issues from the start. Forgive, but remember, I deserve better. Screw you and have a nice life. Fight or flight, I chose neither. Chose higher. Blood does not run deep. I made my own circle. Just mama and I. We don't need any others. Trauma is a mess, and I hold it all in. Implode or explode. The kid on the street. Parkside memories we both share. And hating my name. I'm making it into gold. Tell dad that it ends with me. For both of us. The chains that he built. If you won't see it here, then steer the hell away from me. Vindictive, vengeful, volatile trifecta. It's all three. These cleared up skies. The moon and stars perfectly aligned for me. Final goodbye. And I still love you, but I need to burn these sibling ties. There's no more to say. Contradictions of the heart. Frozen by simpler times. Tag and play. I'll see you on the next one. cherish the good and the bad. I hope you cherish the good and the bad. Yeah. That one is another one in particular. Maybe I'm a little emo. Maybe I'll say that. I'm a little emo, a little depressed all the time. But jokes aside, this was one of the songs that was the most easy for me to write about because it just kind of came out. I tend to use a lot of like my lyrics and music for kind of self-imposed therapy to some degree, because there's stuff that I just wanted to share. And I know people think of, you know, families in this nuclear family type of thing, and that's not my family dynamic. And I just wanted to hone in on that these two people that you would assume would be, you know, maybe really close to you, even though they're family, are not really family. So that's kind of what this one is about. And definitely also recognizing that the one person that I care the most about in this whole world is my mother. And, you know, like, and my stepdad too, you know, even though he was a man with his own issues and his own problems, he took my sister and I in as if we were his own blood children. So there's double meaning there of like, what does blood mean? What is it? What does family actually mean? And, you know, I said, I hate my name. I've come to terms with it, that I'm technically bearing my real dad's name, but I'm defining what it means now. I get to change the course of what that name means. Even though I didn't get to choose the name, I'm making sure that I'm modifying and making it into something better than it was. So, yeah. And on that note, I can actually share a poem about my mom that I think is maybe a good segue. What do you think?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, awesome. So this one's called Mama. I can't change. I'm stuck in my ways, amazed, dumbfounded by my life in this universe. Strive and succeed despite falling on my knees, living in conditions beyond my control, lost in the craze. It's all worthwhile, caught in a cycle of my own doing, free falling to an abyss of my own making. Torrential downpour, and mama, I keep on drowning. Sands of time keep on slipping. Power through the anger that I keep feeding. Let me be, let me see, let me breathe, gasping for air and wishing for something different. Anything altering my visions. Dreams full of escape, but dreading reality, turning it from coal to diamonds, reactions transforming to gold, because that's all that we know. Forced to reflect on the shine, loving the person I see in the mirror took a lengthy amount of time. But mama, I said I'd be fine. At last, here I am. Thanks for all that you've done. Molded me into the person you see today, nurtured and guided and loved and encouraged and disciplined every day. I am your son, your child, your honor. Yin and yang, reciprocate. I want to see you flourish, foster like you did for me. I wouldn't be who I am without you. You set me free, allowing me to prosper, letting me be me, mama. I've actually performed that one to my mom once. And she was like, oh, okay. Like, I know you love me, but I know you love me that much. I was like, yep. I get weird sharing some stuff with my mom. Yeah. Growing up, she wasn't also the biggest fan of rap. And so I'm like always thinking like, oh, maybe like if she sees me doing it and how passionate I am about it, it'll change her mind. And it's kind of changed her mind a little bit. But sharing this poem, for example, with her, she was really, she was kind of like struck. She was like, wow, like, this is how you feel? I was like, yeah, that's how I feel. And she's like, that's really nice. No one's ever said it like to me like that. And I was like, yeah, because you're my mom, and it's a different thing. So love through actions, not words. But this is one of those moments where it's like through words, like, hey, like, let me describe to you how I feel about your mom. So,
well, as a poet, we know that words are actions.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit about choosing your name, choosing your family, Let's talk about choosing your community. Tell us about Portland through a Latinx lens. What's that all about?
Yeah, so one of the main things that I've kind of come to terms with living in Portland is that it's, you know, predominantly white city, but on top of that, even though certain folks might have combined community through, you know, culture, religion, ethnicity, language, etc., there's still differences. And for example, when I went to Portland State, even after graduating there too, like I never seemed to find, like I found people that looked like me, people who had, you know, similar cultural and ethnic backgrounds, but it didn't feel like community. I tried really hard to like let people in and vice versa, and it never felt good. It never felt genuine or right. And so one of the things that happened is I was working with this nonprofit, and I was helping them do like a leadership program for Latino, Latina, Latinx folks. And one of the things that came out of that is that the group that I was facilitating for, one of their projects, they wanted to really like highlight the nuance of quote unquote Latinidad, Latinx, Latino identity, Latina identity. And yeah, it just, you know, initially we did a couple things and then nothing panned out. But then I was like, I see the potential in this. I see what it could be. We just need maybe some money to like move some stuff forward, and, you know, get, I want to make sure that people that are in it are like dedicated to like making this happen, because it can't just be one or two people. It has to be a group of people that are committed to something like organizing something like this. So I applied to a grant, got it. And then I approached some of the people who were involved before, and I was like, okay, I need to know, are you committed? Like I applied to this thing, we got some money, let's make it happen. And they're like, okay. Some of them were yes, others were like, I'm pretty busy, so not this time. And as a result, we've done a lot of cool things. We've done like workshops, free community workshops, done like, there's a zine that we made. We actually recently released a second one, and that one's really trying to highlight different Latinx leaders. And then the last thing is we try to collect stories so that we can share on our website. And originally we were going to do, you know, like an art gallery, but the pandemic kind of messed that up a little bit. But, you know, we're always looking for ways to really share that, even as a community that is tied by cultural and ethnic backgrounds, a cultural background in particular, we still have a lot of diversity within Latino, Latinx people. Like, you know, the experience of someone who's Afro-Latino versus someone who's a white passing Latino is very different. And people tend to like put us in like a monolith, and that's not actually true. You know, people from different countries in Latin America are also very unique in their cultures and customs versus myself, which I'm Mexican American. But I think kind of like y'all would probably listen in my lyrics, even I'm at odds because I was raised in the United States. So there's layers and nuances to identity. And that particular project is a way for us to center and amplify those voices, because once again, we live in a pretty white dominated city. And it's breaking that narrative, that norm. So that's kind of what Portland Through Latinx Lens is in a nutshell.
That's great. Well, so the pandemic isn't going to last forever. You know, we're in the process of all getting vaccinated, hopefully. So mm-hmm. Are you in the process of forming plans for, you know, when we can have in-person events again? Might the art gallery move forward? Might there be kind of some pop-up events? What sort of things would be in the future here?
Yeah. So even during this pandemic, we have we hosted a couple of virtual workshops. So, you know, we just transitioned from in-person to virtual, and it's a little bit different. It's not the same, but it's still like good. So we still plan on doing that. In terms of the art gallery, like I could really see that, you know, even right now with the pandemic, there's still like socially distanced pop-up opportunities. So we're interested in exploring that. And, you know, once the pandemic definitely subdues, hopefully we could, you know, actually do a bigger event because, I don't know, something of that scale is like really impactful for certain people. And recognizing that, you know, it takes a certain amount of vulnerability to share stuff like that, and giving people that platform is also important. And then, I don't know, we might do a third version of the zine, probably, like most definitely. I'm not even gonna lie. There's a third edition that's gonna come out at some point. But it takes a lot of work. The most recent one we released like a month and a half ago, and the amount of like planning, rollout, and by the way, all of this is for free. It's like a free online digital copy for both of them. Like, it's really difficult. And then we've also gotten some physical ones, but like printing those out, rolling it out, it's a lot of work. But all of us are doing this on our free time. So, you know, we all kind of like have full-time jobs or are full-time college students. And, you know, it's like something else that we do on top of that. So I don't know, we just also need more people power is what I'm saying. And hopefully, you know, if anyone's interested in joining, they could reach out to us, or if they're interested in sharing their stories of being, you know, Latinx in Portland or in the surrounding areas, that is kind of like the current future, and we'll just have to adapt as the pandemic continues. So. Yeah.
And the zine is online at pdxlatinx.org. Is that right?
That's correct. So on our website, you will see, you know, the two zines, because there's two editions. You'll see the collection of stories we have so far, which I think are about 40. You can join our mailing list. You can follow us on our different social media, because we also like to be a hub for sharing resources. So if there are like events that people want to share, it doesn't just have to be, you know, Latino, Latinx focused. We've done other stuff that's just like, hey, here's a post from, let's say, someone who's looking for like an artist, a designer or something like that. Like, it's really trying to share the information with the community. So yeah, you can become involved in any way that you want to. So, but yeah, that's where you can check us out. So pdxlatinx.org.
Great, so let's hear some more poetry, and then I'm gonna kind of change the question directions a little.
Okay, great. So for this one, I'm gonna do one called American Schemes. And this is part of my second mixtape project called Man From Nowhere. So, you know, at this point, y'all will probably see a theme that always reflection of like, who am I, my identity. But this one's really talking about, I don't know, just the systems that influence us and kind of guide what we do. So give me a second to get the air in my lungs. So, all right. Pull the trigger. Shoot 'em up, I'm Clive Owen. Kids these days are my children, Chuck English. Back to back, laying down the guns, trophies down the halls, drawn to fame. Hanging on the walls, hiding this shame, twisted mind, haunted I'm a freak, shorten my leash or reveal the beast, a thousand ways to die, I'm every single one. You better count it up, it's all about the Benjamins, dead presidents in the hands of living legends. Crime pays, and you know that I'm dealing, the house takes all, no second chances. Tell you how it is, but you'll never understand it, no, systems of control, Bohemian Grove. Money-grabbing parasites won't take my soul. Comfort is the prison. Complacency is the hold. House of cards nearsighted till it unfolds, rotten from the inside, venom of the core. Always taught to scrape by, silenced of our voice. American schemes, American dreams. Falsified profits and illicit documents. Force of resistance revolution won't be televised. All that we've lost, never again. You think you are hot, cool, whatever you want to call it. You best stay in your lane, pondering and wondering about puzzles in the mainframe. Dominate the cash flow by all means possible. Don't lose control. Hold to the grip. Ring off the shots and ingrain the fear. No way but up. No switching careers. Out of habit, we aim for the head. Destroy the temple from self is the quest. Heirlooms of power, greed, lust, and property. Gatekeepers of horror, drawn by greed. Black and brown bodies born to dream, resistance from the masses and shown to see. So that song, American Schemes, is the intro track to that project for Man From Nowhere. And with the first project, Limited Infinity, it was kind of like an autobiography so far of like all the different things that I've been doing. And then this project in particular, I was really wanting to focus on the more darker introspection that I wanted to focus on. So this one's really like, in a lot of ways, a really dark and kind of sinister project, but at the same time, it's liberating to be able to talk about all these different things that influence who I am today. But it's definitely a lot darker in tone, in style, in lyrics. And there's a certain level of aggressiveness that's attached to it as well. So.
This is KBOO, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. This is Wider Window Poetry, and my guest is Mike Firm, also known as Miguel Rodriguez. Can you talk about how you started writing poetry?
Yeah. This is always really interesting to me. Growing up, I don't read so many books anymore, but growing up, I just had a thirst for knowledge. Like you would always see me reading a book. And of course, you know, like growing up in Southern California, there's also stereotypes that people have of what, you know, being Mexican and then machismo as a male, cis male and all that stuff. And but I just always noticed that regardless of all those things that were at play, I loved reading. And then eventually, as you know, like English language teachers start kind of like introducing you to different things, I realized that poetry and music, in particular rap music, were just really attractive to me. I just kept like, there's something about being able to say something impactful, and usually in like really creative and short ways, that there's something about that. And so I just started slowly picking up, like, hey, I'm gonna just write random poetry in like this assignment, like on the side of the paper or something. And then by the time I got into middle school, I noticed that, hey, I'm not the best, but this is something I want to hone in on. Like, there's something about this that it feels great. It feels therapeutic. Also, you know, being a young kid, you're trying to flex on people. So you're like, hey, I'm a rapper or whatever, you know, like early teenage years once again. And then by the time I got into high school, I was like, okay, I got to take this serious. Like, is this something I want to try and do? I'm like, okay, then I got to get better. So I would just continue to work on writing. I would, you know, I'm not good at freestyles, but I always try to like freestyle, and I just tried to become more involved in like understanding different literary devices, structure. And I'm always trying to like improve on that, but like, that's kind of how I got into poetry and writing, that it was just, there was a thirst for knowledge and I wanted to, you know, be cool. I think to some degree, being an artist, you're always trying to be cool, but like I wanted to do it in my way, like my unique way. And my way is just really dense and full of like different things of my identity and stuff that I care about and passionate about. So, but that's realistically kind of like how I got into writing and poetry.
And would you describe yourself as bilingual?
I would say yes. I'm sometimes in conflict because I think here in the States, the way that people would think that I'm bilingual, I think yes, because I can have a full-fledged conversation with someone in Spanish, in English. But more recently, I've gotten way better at Spanish because I've had to use it in different contexts and I've been practicing a lot more. But, you know, if I went to my home country, Mexico, and talk to like my extended family, I know that they would be like, yo, like your Spanish is really bad. You know, like I know they would say that. And even growing up too, when we would go visit like my aunts and uncles in Riverside, so like kind of like heading east outside of LA, yeah, they would just like, you have an accent, you know, you're saying certain things, you don't know certain words. So I consider myself bilingual, but I don't know, in the eyes of maybe like my extended family, maybe I'm not. But all I know is I can understand most Spanish, like I would say 90%, and I can speak it. Maybe not perfect, but it's a little hodgepodge, but I know that in my heart, I guess I'm bilingual, maybe not completely to other people, but yeah.
I ask particularly because you've mentioned structure a couple of times and that being important to your poetry. Do you feel like, and maybe this is an evolving answer, as you said, you've recently become much more fluent in Spanish, but do you feel like the two languages lend themselves to or create different kinds of poetic structure?
I would say yes, because I don't know if you noticed when I was performing like English and then the Spanish one, with the English verses, there's less, like there's a lot of words that rhyme, but I don't know, you kind of get into a rhythm of like the same type of words. And that's something that I always have to, that I struggle with, is like, I don't want to say the same thing. I want to experiment with it. And then in Spanish, in contrast, there's so many words that like they have the same ending, but they mean such different things that there's something about that. So like the way that I rap in Spanish versus English is very different. In Spanish, I could literally just like make a really quick story based on the words that rhyme with each other, and I can do it like that. In English, sometimes it takes me longer. Not, I mean, English is my dominant language, but it's a little bit harder in English because I don't know, it feels like it's always the same words that come to my mind initially. So I have to put more of a focus in English versus in Spanish, where it's a little bit easier because it's, the structure is different, the words are different, and it allows a little bit more flexibility, if I'm being honest. So,
do you have any more pieces that incorporate both substantial amounts of English and Spanish, so we could maybe hear some of those differences?
Yeah, let me quickly look one up because. In my first project, the close one was the one where I did Spanish. I don't think I did any Spanish in the second project, but in my upcoming project, Flowers, there's one particular one that I am trying to incorporate a little bit more of Spanish. So give me one second. For this project, I'm still trying to like, I usually focus on lyrics, on instrumentals first, and then I kind of transition into lyrics because I like to first kind of get the feel of what I need to do. Okay, so this one's called Motherhood, and I'm still kind of like brainstorming it because it's for my next project. Muévelo, muévelo, con tu cadera, muévelo como si no hubiera la migra ni la frontera. El ritmo en mi cuerpo, puro party en esta tierra. Vamos a las calles, quieren fiesta. El pueblo no se vence, solo se crece. Movimiento en directo, Ramón Luis Ayala, Rodríguez apellido, y quien me crió. De mi tierra, otro lado, aunque no te conozco. Cuidado como hablas, te tumbo el coco. No sabes quién soy, ni yo tampoco. Congelado en orgullo, te ves maldito, malcriado panorámica, yo te veo. Con toda mi alma, pecados desde el cielo, dando gracias sin fe con mi gente a la luz y las estrellas al infinito. So with that one, you know, I'm just like thinking about it right now. There's a certain level of also expression in Spanish where English feels really monotone. And this one, like, there's like peaks in the way that I'm pronouncing stuff, and I don't know, it just feels more lively. In English, it just feels a little bit more monotone and kind of like not dry, but like I'm still saying stuff that's meaningful to me, but the way that it's expressed in English is very different from Spanish, which as a quote-unquote romance language has a lot more of like a certain oomph to it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like with that one is wanting to really like express that, because that's kind of how I tend to think about it when I rap in Spanish. And I can share maybe one more about from the upcoming project that I have.
Great.
Okay. So this one's called Pablo for UCLA. And one thing that people will hopefully notice in the way that my projects are structured so far is that I like patterns. So the first project, Limit Infinity, had 15 songs. And the first track and the last track are two-worded. The songs kind of in the middle are one-worded. Then there's one that are two. And then the middle one is three. So in that project, it was World and Variation. In my second project, Man from Nowhere, similar thing. The first and last two are two words, one word, and then the middle one was three words. So this one, Pablo for UCLA, hopefully people are getting the pattern. This is the title, like the main track, because it has three words. And I like to think about stuff in patterns. So for example, the first one, first project had 15 songs. The second one had 13. This one will have 11. And by the way, one of the main things, maybe I should have said this earlier, I studied math for my undergrad. And so as a result, I just, and even before studying math, I just love puzzles. I just love that thirst of knowledge that I was describing earlier is really like embedded in all of that.
But your projects cannot keep getting shorter and shorter past a certain point.
Yeah, so I do see these three as kind of like a trilogy. And then like I wanted these to be mixtapes, and then future releases, I'm going to do something else, you know, to like not feel stagnant. So yeah, you're not going to get a project that's like, you know, one song or three songs. Like I think a good 15, 13, 11 seemed good. But all right, I'm just going to go ahead and just perform this one. And yeah, like this one, eventually when people hear it, it's really, it has a very large kind of like horns and orchestra, and kind of like when people go to like football games, that type of like drum line is kind of like the vibe that I'm going for this one. So when people hear it, they'll see what I mean. From the womb to the tomb, we bear witness, and in death, man returns what was given. Don't lose your health. Don't lose yourself. We on our grind and born to win. I'm drawn to life. Don't lose my sight. Not wasting time. The crowd is bumping. Ayo, the crowd goes hey. Ayo, the crowd is jumping. Ayo, the crowd goes wild. Ayo, the crowd don't stop. Drop knowledge from the brain. It's all about the numbers. Run it up, no ceilings. Pray to the hunter. Lord willing, Lord given. Lord, strike me down. Calm down, tone it down. Rise up, go hard. Take a different bath and make it glow. Make a new brand and watch it grow. It's all about family. It's all about friends. Walk away if you know what's best for your neck. Keep you in check. Process is everything. Queens, dominatrix, MVPs. Gotta be the best that I can be. No hand-me-downs, cold in these streets. Educate your mind, so hit them with a scholarship. Focused on the cheese, green color alert partnerships. Testing all systems, I'm ready to blow up. Heaven hailing MCs, mic firm, so you know I'm dodging bullets, feel like Neo, about to end your whole career. You better step up to the plate, you sheeple, praying on the steeple, drowning in your vanity. So tell me, what's your tyranny? Bittersweet memories, speaking of a mystery. Down low, said stuff I regret. Up high, momentum running fast. Down low, suicidal thoughts. Up high, I got more to come. It's funny wrapping circles on my naysayers, haters. Carved in stone, I ain't got time, see you later. Crocodile tears raining from a traitor. Mama taught me better. Corny later, alligator. 20 plus years, I'm hustling for that dollar. 3-6, Mr. Biggs, I'm popping my collar. Modern man's hustle, this atmosphere. From the abyss I address, I have no fear. When I die, don't mourn for me. Celebrate the times that we got to see. The world in its beauty, carefully arranged. The truth is out there, embedded evidence. Evil those devils, fallen angels explore the void, gather round, fly to LAX, then the world, power to the people, we never die. Legacy and honor, what a time to be alive. Vicious with the words and the pen, I got it. Palm trees, breeze, waves, no better climate. Celebration, no reservations. Hungry as the wolf, fighting for liberation. Make sense with a purpose higher than before. Tribunal for my crimes, you can't ignore. Killing in the name of decipher code, exode, episode, I might explode.
Great. So let's hear one more poem, and then I'm going to close with a completely random question.
So this is from the second project. This one is called Nostalgia from Man from Nowhere. Disrespect too many times, the feeling's all the same. Felt like secondhand, your goodwill don't mean. Push me to the other side, push me to the edge. Gave it more than others would, itching for a taste. But it's finished like my childhood, ended like my innocence. PS1 Crash Bandicoot block parties for the neighborhoods. Holla at the PYTs. Oh my God, you're a 10. Cruising down Beach Boulevard, passing by Knott's Berry Farm, Buena Park, Santa Ana, Garden Grove, Anaheim, visit family, Riverside, stuck in traffic, 91. Cousins trifling, drama brewing, jealousy, pariah feuding, black sheep, step it up, wasn't enough. Crown Town was a mess, HBOC was a trip, AZ balance, hell, 5 for 1. Blessings and a curse, reflect what we did. People say they got your bag and stab you in the chest, just to watch you bleed, just to watch you leave. Call on you, make you hurt, quite a group of friends. Bunch of broken promises, hard of times in the grave. Making fun of me, make me draw away. Never be a stat, unlike all of you, I made it. Tried to be free, tried to be me. Calling me, all these freaking names no one likes. Be a thug, be a soldier, be up front, be a man. All alone, these two worlds, pull the trigger, kill myself. Had it all wrong, weary for too long. Turn the page, burn the sheets, found my groups, found my peace, shoot for laughs, more to live, fighting my conch, just rest in power, all I've lost, knowledge conquest, MF eating fruit for thought, nostalgia is a saint, nostalgia makes you break, nostalgia is a, you up and break the bank, MOB, Tupac fame, MOB, that Lil Wayne, family matters, MMO, made my own, feeling whole, saw the light, breaking barriers, art for ourselves, connections, abrasive, alliance, destruction, took my time, got ahead, facing reflections, stepping out of line, I'm taking my shot, put you in your place, power through my mistakes, I'll put you in your place, power through my mistakes, I'll put you in your place, power through your mistakes, put you in your place, A.
All right.
Tongue twister.
Yeah. What is a place you've always wanted to visit and why?
Oh, so I want to go back to my home country. I want to visit. I'm scared. I'm terrified at the same time, meeting people that knew me as a little kid, but I have no recollection. Different culture, even though we are blood family. I want to visit my hometown. Because I have no memory. I don't know. I know like part of my roots and my culture, but not completely. And while it's scary, I need to do it. I want to do it. But besides that, I would just say very, very superficially, I've always wanted to visit Russia. There's something about just being in like that type of cold environment and really like, I forget what it's called, but there's like a specific railroad that goes like, I think from Moscow all the way to like the far east part of Russia. I've always wanted to explore what that looks like. But yeah, that's the other one, is Russia.
Yeah. All right. You've been listening to Wider Window Poetry on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. And my guest this month was Mike Firm. Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Why do you love KBOO? Tell us what you most love about KBOO Community Radio, and we will use it on air during our next membership drive. Record.